The USDA released their world supply and demand and price estimate report on Monday, and one of the headline stories that come out of that report is that exports for U.S. commodities continues to be very strong.
World demand has been very, very strong. We've made adjustments again this month in terms of our corn exports. We've brought those up to 1,625 million bushels, up 25 million bushels. The soy exports, we took up 20 million bushels to 1.53 billion.
And as a result, ending stocks are getting very tight.
We're looking at corn ending stocks now in the order of 1.456. That's down 25 million. And ending stocks for soy, we took those down as well.
You put all that together and you get a new price range for commodities, with wheat now expected to price between $6.75 and $6.95. As far as corn prices, they should range from $4.25 to $4.75 a bushel. And the soybean price is now projected to range from $12.20 to $13.70. As far as the dairy scene, the USDA report says that milk production is unchanged from the previous report. However, the all-milk price forecast is now ranging from $21.40 to $22 per hundredweight. Another facet of the report dealt with the livestock market and what kind of inventory growth, if any, we see in the beef industry. With prices strong, a lot of people thought this would be the year we started to build those numbers back up. But Joe Glauber says, just like we've had over the last couple of years, the concern about another drought is hanging over the industry.
I think what a lot of people are concerned about right now, are worried about, is continued drought in the Southern Plains and the drought in California, and what sort of effect that might have on production longer term. I mean, we've been saying that we're expecting some expansion in the beef herd in 2015, but we know that the Southern Plains, we saw a big reduction in numbers over the last 3 years there, and still see some dryness in that area. So we'll be, again, watching that.
Now, on the hog front, they continue to keep an eye on the number of hogs being affected by the PED virus. That disease has been spreading through the nation's hog barns since last summer's, and producers haven't been able to control it, and the spread has become so widespread it's caused the price of pork to skyrocket.
The lean hog futures market has extremely high price expectations for the March through July period this year. This is apparently due to the expectations of small slaughter supplies due to the death losses of PED. Projected lean hog prices for this March to July time period are about $105 on a lean basis on average.
As far as our prices, well, dairy continues to rally. Block cheese now up to $2.30 a pound, barrels $2.27, and AA butter $1.88 and 1/2 cent per pound. Class 3 market stronger, March $22.93, April up 17 to $21.47, and June at $20.14. Lower day, though, on the Board of Trade, March corn off 9 at 4.72 and 1/4 cent per bushel. May dropped to 4.77. March beans down 38 1/4 at 14.19 and 1/4 cent. May down to 14.18 and 3/4 cent per bushel. And March wheat off 1¢ 6.43 and 1/4 cent per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 85 to 105. Most of the slaughter cows, 65 to 84. Replacement bull calves, 150 to 340. Heifer calves, 75 to 220. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And market lambs, 157 and down. And that's your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.